And so the story goes. It's a post, and here's how the story goes. Posted by Jamie Curcio. And here's how the story goes. Exclusive NSA chief admits Donald Trump colluded with Russia is our headline. Below that we have, when will Admiral Mike Rogers say publicly that he told the agency's breakfast? And then, how the story goes. You probably already know the first comment was by Will Park, who said, how not to write headlines by The Observer. 3 likes on that one, by the way. And then Lydia Snow. Oh, Lydia, she says, the way the story goes is that Lydia Snow said, haha, I don't even read this article because I'm pretty sure the NSA chief wasn't involved in the campaign and isn't in a position to admit to anything, especially if he most likely be working for the prosecution, that would be an inquisition, not a mission. 1/10 of this report doesn't even seem to know how to speak English, just like me, hey. And Mr. Curcio says, right? But then it goes on, it's not over yet, because Albert Mariotti says, he looks like he has a little George C. Scott from Doctor Strange loving him. And then John Eon says,
Russians.
And he posts a article here. It says,
how to be a good liberal. Part 3. Ladies and gentlemen, there's trans, self-identifying extraterrestrial unicorns of our great American nation of non-Americans. They face an imminent threat too.
And then Dick Nicholson said, first
blah,
off,
blah, 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 blah.
That's
blah,
what he said.
Liberal, blah, blah, blah.
He said
I'm
it.
A fat liberal, blah,
yep.
blah, blah.
That's
blah,
old
blah,
Dick, blah. All right. First off, if you identify liberals with unicorns, fuck you, asshole. You are programmed so your opinion doesn't mean shit. No offense taking. Just joking. No, really, fuck you. And then, you might think it'd be over. You might think we'd be at the end. But then Nathan Samsel gets on and he says,
oh,
hey.
Fuck. No, Nate Samson!
He's always right. Anyway, he says, hey, lay off John. Hey, lay off John. He's just experimenting with edgy, you are group-inspired neo-fascist postmodernism subgenius data right-wing Boyd Rice revolt against his hippie parents and all those uptight social justice warrior liberal hippie types. Especially, I would imagine, the hippie chicks in Asheville that wouldn't put out. Yeah. And John Eon says,
now you see, it's just more simple than all that. It's just Russians.
To which Nathan Samsel, who, by the way, is always right, says, the bitterness so palpable, the bitterness so palpable, whoa, 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 whoa. To which biscuit eating John Eon says,
I'm gonna eat a biscuit now, and then I'm gonna say, every time somebody pressures me by subscribing to their particular liberal groupthink, I get more conservative to maintain a balanced center.
Mm-hmm. This is the mm-hmm breakdown part of the song. And all of a sudden, wearing a cape, flying through the sky, Nathan Samsel, who is always right, says, like, did you see him make fun of Crosby, Stills, and Nash for having a higher number of harmonic sophistication than the neo-pagan witch house shit that passes for good? Hilarious. It's like automatically uncool because they have talent. And they're old. It's ironic or something. The tide is turning, don't you know, hippies? The ones who cared enough about the world to make a difference are lame. Well, let me tell you what's in. Repetitive drum machines overlaid with monotonous, uninteresting voiceovers. To which our hero from his mom's basement, living with his mom in the basement, John Eon says, Nash, nah, dude, Russians. And, Nathan Samsel, who's always right, says, I need
Arbuckle.
To which, our hero, John Aeon, says,
same.
To which, that fucker, you know which fucker I'm talking about, Dick Nicholson? That motherfucker. He says, wait a minute, did I mention he's a motherfucker? Oh, okay, yeah, I did. He says, where's that guitar at?
Flemish. Flemish.
Well, I'm bored with that right wing dipshit, mind group shit. Whoa, whoa, whoa. How about some new ideas, guys? Woohoo! Man, as I'm glad you thought up yourselves rather than being told what to think, being told what to think.
Don't make me be Jethro told.
They're old. They're lame because they're old and they cared. That's bad. Anyway.
Do what you're Jethro told.
Then John Aeon, he says, well, you know Russians because I like saying Russian a lot and in my sleep, John Aeon will turn over and he'll say, well, Russians. I say Russians a lot. I'm saying Russians again. Oh, here I go. You ready for what I'm going to say next? Russians.
It's not possible. That's just not possible. Wait, that's just not possible.
To which Dick Nicholson says, snowflakey Russian unicucks.
Where's that thick fucking dick pic?
The unicuck one?
Where's that thick fucking dick pic?
Dick pic.
Where's that thick fucking dick pic?
No, that's my dick, not my dick pic.
Where's that thick fucking dick pic? See, that's just not good. We need the thick. That's not bad. It's not good.
You don't got any circumference. So, which to Nathan Samsel say?
Shababin.
Shababadapoopop sudabai. He says, I experimented with right-wing ideology once.
Someday.
In my dick-sucking station-to-station days. An album by David Bowie, by the way, for the unhip. Because really, when I think of bringing balance to politics, and speaking to for people who don't have a fair shot at success, I think of rich white fascists who own the Senate, the House, and the executive branch. People who are out to disprove climate change and will buy scientists to influence opinions. People who want their wealth to trickle down to you so you can afford Taco Bell 3 meals a day to congratulate yourself and living in the land.
the free.
Trickle down sounds like what it is. John. It's like coming on the poor people.
Who is paying for you to run damage control? Kind of like pussy control. Anyway, what does John Aeon say?
What does John Aeon say?
He says, pop.
What does John Aeon say?
He says, pop.
What does John Aeon say? What does John?
You're so paranoid. I think somebody who doesn't hold similar enough ideas are paid off and controlled by the Russians. Let me say Russians. 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 I say Russians a lot. That's my only word I know. Anyway, people on the left have simply stolen loser mentality about Trump winning the election. And they have to lash out and concoct conspiracy theories about why this all happened. As if Hillary was clearly the right candidate to run against him. What's with the liar saying that food politicians and you say about the average working stiff were more than the bare minimum? Wake the fuck up and I'm that one too, because you're talking about macro politics, which the fuck does not do with me. And so, if you care so much about go out and organize and get people you want elected bitching at me, it seems to change anything. My political views are not that extreme on either side. Is there something wrong with that?
To which?